All right, guys, this week we're going to talk about some AI, man. I want to talk about AI just a little bit. I know it's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it, but I want to talk about upselling using AI to do one thing, just one thing. I know it's a lot. I know a lot of people getting bombarded from everywhere with all this AI this and AI that. We're talking about ChatGPT, which is the truth. It's the truth. If you're not using it, you should be using it. And today we're going to talk about why, but first I like to roll my graphics, man. So we're going to do that real quick. Let's do it.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
Yeah, I had to let that play for a minute. I literally ride down the street to that beat. I don't care what y'all say. That might go hard. Anyway, so today I want to talk about two things and make this brief and quick and brief. Two things. One, I made a post about what's coming in Flash Film Academy 2.0 for the members. All right. So I want to touch on that for a minute, and then I want to go into this AI thing. So if you have not seen the post, I talked about the good news and the bad news of Flash Film Academy 2.0. So I want to go over that real briefly for those who didn't see the post. I'm going to start with the bad news, of course, because we got to go there. We got to start with the bad news. So the bad news is the migration team is having a little bit of trouble transferring over a lot of the data from Circle. Now, and I'm going to be real with you. Some of it is Circle saying we don't want you to go. Some of it deals with a lot of rules and regulations that's involved with the app that's coming. I had no idea that really it's the Apple side, the Android side. Like, we don't care what you put in our app store, like steal all our money and whatever. We don't care. Apple literally, like when I signed up to become a developer, which you have to do when you have an app, they check a lot of stuff. They don't want just a tax ID. They want a DUNS number. They will call you and have a conversation with you to determine whether or not they will approve your app. A lot of people don't know that. They think you can just get whatever and put it out there. It don't work like that. These people are doing everything to protect their app store, and I get it. I understand. I'm with it. All my stuff is legit. But don't think you're going to go get an app if you don't have a business side set up. If you set it up as a business, this means tax ID, physical location, DUNS number, which we talked about in the module one about building your credit, DUNS and Bradstreet number. You need to have it. If you don't have it, go get it. It's free. They will try to charge you to keep up with your credit, and you can pay if you want to do that. But if not, don't worry about it. Just get your DUNS number so you can start to establish your business credit. And just to touch on that a little bit, I know a lot of people want a lot of gear. You want vans, you want all of that. It is very easy to establish business credit. And as soon as you establish a little bit, boom, here's a $100,000 credit line. Here's a $30,000 credit line. Here's a $20,000 credit line. Businesses don't get $1,200 credit lines, $500 credit lines. They usually get larger credit lines. There go your van. There go the equipment you want. There go the gear you want. There go the marketing you want. There go different things that you need as a company to get started. Now, keep in mind, depending on how much credit you've established, you may have to use your personal credit as a sign-on. But if you establish credit right, and kind of the ways I go over in module one and where to start, you won't need that. So a lot of people are starting to put their cars in their business name, which you should be if you're using that vehicle for business. But I'm not going to go down that loophole or go down that rabbit hole right now. Module one goes into understanding where you need to start to establish credit and the benefit of it. A lot of us, you know, want to be self-funded and come out of pocket. But if you want to, you know, if you believe in your brand and you think you're ready, get credit and start your marketing campaign. That way you're not marketing with little, you're marketing with a lot. And if your price reflects that, you know, you can make your money back. If your average client is, you know, your day rate is starting at $3,000-$4,000, how many calls do you need to pay back, you know, spending $5,000 or $6,000 on marketing per month to get started? All you need to do is land 3 or 4 clients, and then you're more than profitable. But we'll go down that rabbit hole later. So again, that's bad news number one, is I don't know, and I'm probably 90% sure that the message board will not make the transition. So, and I will give a hard date on when that transition will happen so that you can pull and get and download and print anything you need that's in the message board. Now, here's an asterisk that I didn't post or make on the post that I think a lot of you guys should know. There is a possibility that in the future, they may come behind and add those old posts to the new community at a later time. But I don't want to rely on that. I want to just be, you know, transparent and just keep it real with y'all. That we may be sacrificing the community for the greater good. Next thing is this. Another bad news, too, is a lot of you guys, if you remember when I started the membership, it started on YouTube. It started at the price of $24.99, but I lowered the price when I went to my platform because I didn't have YouTube taking 30%. And it gave me the ability to still reinvest in a platform. But guess what? Apple and Android takes 30%. So we're going.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Going back to that price point of $24.99. However, if you are a current gold member, you will not feel this ever. If you keep what you got, you will always have it at the price you have it. That includes annual plans and everything. So if you got an annual plan and it auto renews, it will auto renew at the price that you're currently paying. It will never go to the new price. So this is for new people that's coming on. But I need to be clear and make it clear to you guys as to what's going to happen, just in full transparency. However, if you are at $19.99 and the card get declined or you had to re-sign up, it's going to the new plan. So just be mindful of that. I want to put that out there. So y'all don't think I'm trying to pull a whim-wham on it. I ain't trying to pull a whim-wham, and I don't accept food stamps. Although if I could, I would. So I just want to kind of, you know, I like to be transparent. My goal is to continue to grow the family and grow the group and offer you guys more. Good thing about the new platform, and which will kind of the good news, is all your courses and anything you pay for will transfer over. You don't have to, because this is going to be a completely new platform. Nothing that we do now will look and feel the same. It's completely new. It's mine, finally, where it's going to look different, but you'll still have access to the same stuff you have access. There's a lot of new dope features coming. Like the ability for us to have a conversation under a particular video where it doesn't feel like it's either in the message board or either, you know, in the course. It'll all be combined as one, and we can go under a particular video in, let's say, module one or whatever, where you guys are saying, hey, I would like more, ask more questions about this, or what do you think about that? And we can have that dialogue under that video, and everybody who has access to that course and that's a member can have those conversations. So again, my goal is to continue to build a platform where we're putting the content first, because that's why you guys are here. And then we can have dialogue with that content. So it looks very similar to YouTube, whereas YouTube comments. But I feel like we need that because you guys, you know, you're here because of YouTube. And I want to kind of keep that feel and still have that same dialogue, but under courses and under videos that's available to gold members. So for instance, this video will be available on the platform. And if I talk about something or mention something and it's a link or something like that, I can post it below and then you guys can go back and say, man, what was he saying? And you can go pull it and we can have, you know, you can click the links and do whatever. So I think that's big. And you know, real important. Also in the app. So instead of, you know, in the app, whenever we create live events or events like this, you will be notified via push notifications in the app. So it'll remind you, hey, there's a live about to start. Do you want to jump on it? Here's the link. Go straight to it. You can cut that on or cut that off. It's up to you. That way we ain't got to bug you with text messages and all of that stuff. And, you know, it's up to you. Next, we're going to start affiliate program is going to be big. So if you refer to somebody to membership, you'll get a month free or percentage or a kickback. Definitely right now we're going to do, if you refer a gold member, you get a month free. Some people care about that. Some people don't. A lot of people go out and talk about it to their friends and yada, yada, yada. This just allows me to reward you if you happen to do so. And I have not been able to do that the way I wanted to in the past. Not because I didn't want to, but because of the limitations of the platform, the previous platform. So anytime you refer a friend and they join, you get a month free. Also, I already talked about conversations taking place around content under video lectures. Just think of having the ability to go back and watch breakout sessions or like book club meetings. Let's say you're a month behind and you want to get caught up. And right now they're on, you know, Be Obsessed or Be Average. And you want to see the meeting from the Be Obsessed or Be Average to see how other people felt. It's there. Plus, you can join the conversation. And people who may have thrown the breakout meeting like Brandy can jump back in and have a conversation with you at a later date about that if she choose to. She may be like, today I don't feel like talking to you. I don't want to talk about no book or whatever. She may be, you know, it's on how Brandy feel that day. So it's on Brandy. But that's important. Also, we're going to move to more to just different content where I'm probably going to doing more how-to tutorials. More digital contents like Lightroom presets and things like that. And I'm going to tell you why. I was going to stay out of that, but I can't find a Lightroom preset to help you when you're filming people of color to save my freaking life. And that needs to be there. Let's just be real. It needs to be there. All of these portrait LUTs and Lightroom presets is for people who have one type of skin tone. Like, it's just hard finding stuff, or it's hard finding things to make office content look good. Something that's designed to work with fluorescent lights and things other than bright sun or dark city night. Like, there's no in between. I want something that'll help footage that's captured in fluorescent light or in office spaces look better. And I think there's an opportunity there. So I've been working on some stuff that we will probably launch at the time of the new platform. And I want to open it up where you guys, if you have a preset or if you have a course, that you have the ability to sell that course here at Flash Film Academy. That's something like and when I say course, it don't have to be super big module 4, but there are some unique things that some of you guys do that other people would love to learn. Such as maybe a type of headshot you do, or hey, this type of quick animated shot. Here's a quick, you know, 15-minute tutorial on how we do this time lapse to create this opening monologue or whatever. But I want to open up the platform to give you the ability to sell your content. So I think that's huge. And a lot of people who create content, I think it's a great place to make some residual income and a great place for people who say, man, you know what? That's dope. I pay $10 to learn how to do that. So why not give you guys, you know, we're all creatives here. So why not open it up so everybody can have that opportunity? I think that, and last but not least, I think that's it. That's it. That's coming with the new platform. If you go, I will post a link to the post because I posted some pictures. So you guys can check that out. Comments are always welcome. If there's things you would like to see that I haven't currently talked about, I would love to hear it. But the most important thing that I want to really cover with this is the new platform is centered around content. I felt like I wasn't currently giving that to you guys. It was either text-based, it was message board-based, and it wasn't, you had to dig deep to find old videos, to find part 2 of Beta Client Connects, to find follow-up videos to Flash 5 content. And I just felt like I wasn't presenting what you guys loved about Flash Film Academy most. So the goal with this new platform is to present content first, and now let's have a conversation about it. So yeah, we'll still have the message board community area because it's going to go back to more of a Facebook style group where everything is upfront and you can comment on other stuff. And then we're going to have dialogue under content. So you can say, hey, Ty, tell me more about what you was talking about right here. Or, hey, Alex, you talked about working with a client that did X, Y, and Z. Can you talk about that a little more down here? And then we can go into having that conversation in one app with one log on across one system. So I think that's going to be super huge for what we're trying to do and for the community itself. And, you know, I still got to think of a dope name for gold members other than gold member. You know what I'm saying? I got to think of something dope. I don't know. Maybe I'll post something and we'll kind of hold a contest. See what's a dope name. You know what I'm saying? I think Beyonce got the beehive. We got to think of something dope. I don't know. Maybe throw punch specialist. Maybe the neck brace boys. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're going to come up with something dope. We'll let y'all vote on that. All right. So that's that. I want to make sure we got that out of the way because this is huge. This is huge. And for everybody that support me, that show up, that's been a part of this, I want to say thank you. I really appreciate you. And I'm killing myself to offer more. In the future, I'm going to be pushing out a lot more content based off the series that we have, more Beta Client Connects, more Flash 5, more interviews, more business owners who can give you inside game on how to approach them and be successful. And then we're going to dive into things, more how-to videos. So I want to show more hands-on how-to and really go after that. Plus, with the content, there's a lot of people, that was a great one, International Creators of Mystery. There's a lot of content creators who are international who want to make these lives but can't.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because they're 4 a.m, 5 a.m, and they don't know where to go to watch it. So the new platform will have the ability to watch these almost as soon as we record it. You can just listen to it. You can open the app, play, close the app, put your earphone in and just listen and go about your day like a podcast. So there's a lot of people. I get a lot of people from Africa and Australia and just the Netherlands and places where they're, you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and they can't make these. However, they still want to listen and be a part of the conversation. And I think that the new platform will allow them to do that. So that's big. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, we spent a whole lot of time on that. I want to talk about AI and one major way you should be using it right now for free. And if you're not a member of ChatGPT, you need to be. As soon as they offer me the paid version, I'm jumping on it. And I know Google has something in the works that supposedly we're going to blow that AI out of the water when it launches. Yeah, whenever it launches. And India is 6:15 a.m. or p.m.? That's the question. So you should be using right now. It's closed because there's a lot of people on it. But you should be using it for one. There's one upsell that you should be using it for right now, and that is creating video scripts for clients. You should be using it to create. It should be a upsell that goes from the client hand to your pocket. And you should be using this tool to write video scripts. Now, it does a great job at writing video scripts. In fact, two or three of the videos that I have on YouTube was written by ChatGPT. So, I'm not going to tell you which ones they were, but they were really good. Nobody really knew. And when you go and you write it, and it's going to give you something basic, I think because we're not used to working with AI, a lot of us either take it and edit it, or we just like, okay, but you can literally say, make this funnier. Take off the part where you approach, add this and do, you can literally have that conversation with the platform and it'll rewrite it to fit what you're trying to do. So often, or when I first started using it, I wasn't taking that into account, and I would just take what it had and I'm going home, do more homework. And there's other people I talked to who say they do the same thing until I started challenging it. Like, hey, make this shorter, write this in 3 paragraphs or less, or make it sound smarter. use more technical terms. You know, make it sound more urban. And the more you have conversations with this AI, the more it'll understand you and how you talk. And it'll start writing based off how you talk. And that's what I like about it. Like, it'll literally be like, yo, make this a little more hood, man. It's a little too proper. I don't be coming off like that. You know what I'm saying? It'll rewrite it. Yo, what's up? What's really good, fam? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it'll be like, man, this is crazy. Now, you know what I'm saying? So use it. When I use it with clients and I get clients' feedback, I'm literally taking that feedback and I'm copying and pasting it into that conversation that I'm having with the AI to then give me a version that I am presenting to the client. And you can tell it to write it out as a traditional movie script. You can be like, write me a script for selling this product. Copy and paste information about the product. It'll literally say, external office building, daytime. Character one enters the scene. Character one says to the camera, this is why it'll really break it down like that. And you can say, okay, rewrite this script, but make it 30 seconds. Character one is holding the product and looking in camera stating blah, blah, blah. B-roll shot of character fumbling with the old way of using an extension cord. You know, back to the character holding the new products. It'll literally write out your script like that. So you can have it where it can give you the words, or you can have it literally write out the script. And it is absolutely mind-blowing, amazing. If you're not using it, I would highly suggest that you start to use it because it's free. The paid version will be $42. I don't care if the paid version was $250 a month. I would still use it. It is that dope. It will eliminate right now 40% of the money I'm spending on Fiverr or with copywriters or things like that. I think somebody just posted something. Absolutely. Somebody, Alex just posted, here's a short script for video. The power of positive thinking. Now, for what we do and in the bare minimum basic stuff we need, it is really good at that. It is also really good at writing blog articles that are SEO friendly, but you got to be careful because there's a big uproar about plagiarism and where it's getting information from. What I like to do is provide it with a lot of information. Hey, this is this product. This is that product. This is this product. This is what we do. Write me something based off of this that is SEO friendly, that focuses on X, Y, and Z, that speaks directly to my audience. And then I like to see what it spits out. A lot of people who are having plagiarism issues are people who are not giving it information. They're just asking it to develop everything, and it's pulling from places. The only places it knows where to pull. Keep in mind, it's not connected to the internet, and it only has information for up to, I think, 2021. Yep, cut off year is 2021. So those are things that you need to be mindful of. That's why I like to dump information, copy and paste. I'll go to a website, copy the whole page, and paste it. Write me X, Y, and Z that I'm looking for based off this information. Copy and paste, bloop, 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 bloop. Then let it write, and it writes really good. So you'll have a lot less chance of running into plagiarism because you're providing the information, and you're not requesting that it pull from somewhere else. And it only knows to pull what it can copy. And a lot of people who are just asking it for information, they're getting some of the same information.
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time?
Which part?
You said you're texting it. You're giving it the actual information.
Absolutely.
And saying, write it. Okay.
So when I ask it to write something, I ask it to write it based off of this information. And it could be okay. Stuff I couldn't go to Forbes and I can copy and paste 10 pages of the top 10 people in Forbes. Okay, write me an article as to what it takes to get on the top 10 list of Forbes based off the information I am providing you from Forbes. Bloom, 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 and it'll write it.
Okay.
Now, it won't plagiarize it because I'm not asking you to write exactly what that website has. I'm saying, based off what you've learned from the top 10 people on Forbes, what will it take? It'll determine what's the minimum dollar amount, how they came about, blah, 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 and it'll write you something out. So it is a really good tool. Nathan said he had it write a short bedtime story for my son based on Star Wars, and it's seriously limitless. Gave a plot, structure, character, dialogue, plot twist. I had it write raps. Real talk. I was like, write a rap using my girlfriend's name on X, Y, and Z. And it wrote a dope rap. In fact, it wrote too much. It wrote a whole song. It gave me three courses. It gave me the hook, everything. I was like, man, I just wanted a bar. I just wanted 16 hot bars, fam. You gave, so it's crazy. Like, I was like, now make this an R&B song. Make this poetry. Copy and paste. And she's like, oh my God, you... But don't tell her I said that. But you know, you can use it. If you're on dating sites, I would highly suggest that you use it. But it's dope. But you just, you know, you can just have it write out whatever. But don't tell her. Don't tell her I wrote a rap about her. She'll be, let her think I got bars like that. You know what I'm saying? She don't need to know my secrets. So she just, you know, long as she know I can spit a verse about her, then that's all she need to know. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to, don't nobody need to know I got a ghostwriter that's AI. But AI is AI. You know what I'm saying? So she don't need to know.
You wrong for that.
I ain't wrong. It's love. You got to use your tools for your love. You know what I'm saying? You got to use the, you got to use what you got to get what you want. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So is that ChatGPT? Could I use that to write a script for my TV show?
You can absolutely do that. So I challenge you to use ChatGPT to write a rap song for your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever you...
I want to train it a little bit.
You just tell it to write, you know, boom. And it'll write. Somebody's I'm gonna mute because I hear some audio. I don't know who it's coming from, so I'm muting everybody. Anyway, so you can use it. Use ChatGPT to write that love letter if you're not good with the love letters. It's still love. It's coming from you and AI, you and the Terminator. So it's just love. So feel free to do it. It is what it is. So, but you know, it's there. It's all about the love. It's about where it comes from. Hey, I'm not a good rapper, but I got these 16 bars. She'll never know. She'll never. I got these 16 bars of fire on how the love is real. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, put a little Southern Pimp C slang in it. You know, make me sound like Bun B a little bit. And it'll do it. So, you know.
It's the. I got a confession about the ChatGPT.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Have you used it?
So I have. I got a little script written for my girls are five. I got two girls. They're 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's 6 feet. I'm just giving you a description. I'm 6'3". Y'all see me. Mama's 6 feet and she's native and Mexican. My girls, they're pretty, right? So I had ChatGPT the other day. I said, write a 1 minute song for pretty girls like Rudy from The Cosby Show. You remember the song that they did when she was coming down the stairs and all of them were singing and they was doing their little performance for the grandparents?
It's my favorite episode. Absolutely.
See, you already know.
I know. It's my favorite episode of the whole Cosby Show. That's my, yeah. Somebody say it was Ray Charles. I forgot who sung the song. It may have been Ray Charles. Favorite episode.
Night and Day, Ray Charles.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Baby.
So use it. I'm just go. I mean, because when it do things like that, it's going to blow your mind on what it can do for your business. So when you see people say, oh, AI ain't going to take no creative job. No, AI coming for the creative jobs first, because it has the data to know what's hot and what's not. You don't. So, you know, we got a hand up. Go for it, bro.
All right. So sticking to the ChatGPT. Oh, first of all, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sticking to the ChatGPT thing, there is a paid version that's on the back end that you can use that does not give you the timeout limit when others are on it and it's overloaded. Now, they give you an $18 free trial. It's like a cent per query. So if you sign up for it, you can put it on a subscription base, put how much you want during a month, and you can use it as many times as you want. Don't have to worry about the lockout. What I will say is, opposed to the public version that they have now that does do that, it's not as user-friendly. So the public one keeps a record of all your queries that you've done so far. This one is just one page, and that's all it does. you have to clear it out and put it in there. So what I personally do is I also use an app called Notion. So I just have a ChatGPT section in there, and then I do my queries, do my search, copy everything out of there, put it into Notion, have it saved. I can then copy that back into it and have it read back that information and continue the thought from there. Another thing that I use it for a lot is there's a lot of business books out there, as you guys know. Some of them I've read. Some of them have some points. I'm like, I don't really know if I want to get this. I have it. Look at the book. Tell me what the key points are. Generate marketing material. Generate video content. All of that for my business. And then I just go through and figure out what's best for me and what path I want to take. So it's up to you guys if you want to use it or not. I'm linking it again in chat. And that's all I wanted to say on that.
See, that's why these conversations are gold. That's why you got to have friends that's living this lifestyle, because you get gems like that from everybody. Can you say you posted? Okay, I see one you posted. Because I thought I had to get an invite to get the paid version. I've been trying to get it for the longest.
No, you do not. What I will say, this one, it, like I said, it's not as UI friendly as the public version. So basically, all you really want to make sure you do when you do get to it, there's a section on the right side that says model. Just make sure that's on DaVinci 003. That is the latest version of ChatGPT, which is what the public version is using. And another key point that a lot of people don't know about is this is where they will release the next version before it goes to the public. So you'll have access to it first.
I like that.
Another thing, it does have a cutoff year of 2021. But like I said, if you provide it with the link from whatever website, even if it's just literally data, it can analyze that and give you information based off that link. So that whole copying the whole website thing that you're doing, Ty, you don't have to do that. Just give it the link and it will do it for you.
Nice. I'm about to sign up for this tonight. Can you post a link to the Notion you said? I know you said you, post a link to that. I'm about to jump on this. Here it goes.
Yes, I'll link Notion as well.
Here is the upgrade to paid account. Yep, you can have, let me save that. You can have my credit card number all you want. That's big. I'm going to definitely jump on that.
Just go ahead and do it because you know you got busyness.
No, I can't do it right now. I don't got my wallet on me. I got to go get my wallet. And this is my live PC. My live stuff. So it ain't got my stuff in here. Notion, is it Notion.so or is it IO? Or
it's Notion.so. Yes, that is correct.
Cool. I got both of them open. I'm gonna jump on that in a minute. Now you know, and knowing's half the battle. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I love these right here, because we get to just pass that info on, and iron sharpens iron. Okay, I got 30 minutes left. We're gonna go into W's. Alex, I know you got your hand up. I'm gonna let you jump on real quick, unless you got a question before we get into what wins.
No, I just wanted to jump in and share a small update. I'm with the team right now, so I got to get back. But I'm looking into a grant source for teaching some classes, actually.
Oh, that's dope. So they're going to pay you to teach classes?
And which is hilarious because my family's all educators.
That's dope. So you'll fit right in.
Finally.
So you'll be the latest educator. What type of classes are you teaching?
Or basics, like fundamentals classes.
Okay.
Cinema.
Okay, so like video, basic video?
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. Yeah. Let us know how that work out. All right,
I might find it to be quite profitable. I don't know.
Is it grants for just your area, a specific type, or is it grants that anybody can apply?
Yeah, it's local grants with the Flint Community Schools.
Okay. That's one thing I really want to, and we're going to, in the future, when I get time to.
Because I know you had said you had worked with some school districts before, too.
Mm-hmm. I really want to dive into
that. And then the future going forward, this year is the year I launched my streaming service, filmed my first film. And then next year, I'm filming my first TV series, The Travel Show.
That's going to be good.
I've come up with a basic concept for The Travel Show. The Travel Show is going to be, we highlight each region that we're in. We highlight the things to do in that region and give a little bit of history about the region.
Have you
it's going to be educational, and if you're ever, like, kind of like Travel Channel.
Have you used ChatGPT for that?
I was thinking about doing it.
You may want to check it out. You may want to play with it. See what you can come up with. That'll be a good.
I need to find a host.
For the show?
Because it's an actual. It's gonna. Yeah, for the show, I need to find a host because I'm gonna be producer and camera. It's gonna go on my streaming service.
And it's just about traveling, or traveling and eating, or what?
It's about traveling. It's basically highlighting what's popular, what each region is known for, a little bit history about each region or each city or wherever. I might break it down by city. I might break it down by popular destinations in each country. I'm not sure.
I think you should get a host per region.
Like a local host each. Oh, that's smart. That saves me money.
I take 25% though. All right, so let's talk about who got some W's. I'll take my 25%, Alex. I'll be over there to pick that up later today. And Flint, you say, huh? I'll be back that way sometime soon. Got family out there. Who got some W's for me real quick? Anybody got any W's? Anybody got any W's or L's? We'll take W's. W's, that's how you say it when you move down south. W. Can't say W, you got to say W. Anybody got W's or L? If not, we will keep it moving.
So I actually have a W as well.
Go for it, bro.
This sweatshirt that I'm wearing is from a food truck festival that's here in Charleston called the Black Food Truck Festival. The very first time they had the event, me and my wife went out there, and our friend knew the founder of it. So I just had my camera with me. So I'm like, hey, do you mind if I just interview you really quick? And he was like, yeah, it turns out it was the only thing that he had from the very first event to prove anything. So he brought me back to all the other ones for free. And the last one that he just did, he paid me for it. I did a good job on that one. So the next one that's coming up in April now, he reached out to me. He's like, hey, so the videos you did were great, but this time I got something different. Someone reached out to us. They want to do a private event type thing, and they need someone with a camera to follow them around all day. Now, it just so happened to be that that's what I do with my wife for YouTube and our travel channel. I'm like, I'm ready to go. Just tell me when and where. So that's my win. And yeah, I'm very excited. But funny thing, though, it's not my niche. I know niche picks you, but I chose a different one and I really like my niche as well. So I took your advice from module. I think it was 2 or 1. I'm not sure, with 99 Design. Just finished my contest, got my design done. Taking that over to Queensboro to get the shirts and everything made.
How you feel about that design? Because I know you get a lot at first, and you're like, I gotta.
I was so complex, but then I was like, hold on, beta clients.
Yep.
Better yet, ask the client. Just start a poll, send it out, have them pick, and that's the one I chose. I chose what the clients wanted, so that's my win.
That's dope. That's a good win, bro. I was in that same situation. Like, man, I got so many good designs and I like this one, but beta clients was like, no, we like that. So that's dope. So, and I tell you, sometimes stuff fall in your lap. So just create you a landing page on your website that's directed towards that. You ain't got your main .com can be whatever, but this can be .com/, or this can be foodtruck.yourwebsite landing page. That works with them, because you'll have the opportunity to meet a lot of food trucks that they need so much. Food trucks almost need more content than restaurants.
Absolutely. That is 100% true, because one of the things I did was I asked them basically 3 questions. Tell me your name, your why for starting a business, and where people could find you. And so much of them were stumbling. I'm like, all right, let me help you out a little bit. This is what people want to hear. This is what you say. This is how you say it. And then, you know, and they liked it. And a lot of them was like, hey, do you have a business card? Can I reach out to you to do this, this, and this? Problem is, most of these food trucks, while majority of them are local, a lot of them traveled in for the event. And I'm like,
but that's perfect, because I'm going to tell you why I like traveling food trucks more. They have a bigger social media following that's trying to see where they at. If they're not in the same place, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? So they have to post more. They have to rely on their social media. Unlike a restaurant where that Applebee's is going to be in the same place every time you want Applebee's. If I have a favorite food truck, I need to know that they're going to be there before I drive out there. So they have to do more with content. So that's perfect.
Yeah. So I'm very excited for this one that's coming up. I'm ready for it.
That's going to be huge, man. You got the shirts for Queensborough coming. You got the cards, the logo. Please keep us posted, man. We like to hear how things turned out, man. We want to celebrate them W's with you.
Will do, will do.
That's dope, man. And get some good food. See, I can't do food as a niche. I like to eat too much. I'd be out there with blurry pictures because grease all on my lens. And one time I shot a barbecue convention for a trailer company. They create these big old like $300,000 trailers, which is crazy because you don't really win nothing at these events. You win like $150, but you got this $300,000 trailer that they out there in. And I mean, I learned so much as a I like to, you know, grill myself. So I learned so much out there. And then when you go to these events, you get to, you know, they want you to taste their ribs, like taste these. I'm like, okay. Man, by the time I finished, man, yeah, I was done, bro. I couldn't. You talking about the itis, man? That B roll was trash, bro. Because I wasn't trying to film nothing. I was tired. Because I was, man. Every trailer and the company I was with was like, yeah, we got about 20 people that bought trailers. So we go to these trailers and they getting ready for the contest and they're like, try these. We just pulled these out the fire. And I'm like, all right, they give you like, you know, you'd be like, okay, they give you like three ribs. And you're like, all right, cool. But that, you know, but by trailer six, and I done had three ribs six times. I didn't eat a slab. Like, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? But they was good. They was so good. And it's the best of the best of the best. So it was rough, man. Make sure you got like the whole easy rig system, this whole known. Trust me, you're going to need all of that. If you're going to be working around food trucks, because you're going to be full.
I don't have the Easy Rig, but I do have Ronin 2 Pro. So I've been working on my arms. I got to late early to get ready. So I've been exercising my arms to get ready for that because it's going to be a long day.
Get that.
It's a 3-day.
Get the Tilta Ring. I got the Tilta Ring for the Ronin RS2. So I can, you know what I'm saying? And next I'm getting the Easy Rig to connect to it so I can just walk around. And I was done, bro, because they're going to give you free food.
Please, so I'll probably end up renting the Easy Rig from one of these like rental sites because I noticed most of them not just camera and lenses, they have that as well. Yep. So I'll probably just end up doing that just for like the 3-day event, get it out the way. Again, customers paying for it, so
absolutely
it's gonna be in the invoice, so I'll be fine.
Kane TV has a like $600 version, $500 version, $300 version on Amazon. So if your rental is near that price, you may want to consider that one. I'm not saying it's going to be as good, but it'll be yours and it'll be 90% as good. I mean, as long as it can take some weight off, it's something to think about. So yeah, but them food events, man, they be taking me out. Weddings be taking me out because it'd be all that food and cake, man, by the time I be... That's why I had to stop doing weddings, man. It was rough. I try not to be around events. Corporate events usually have good food, but I'm gonna tell you, corporate events have open bars, man. So it always makes for good footage. And people who party want you to party with them, especially if you've done multiple events and they know you. They're like, Ty, get a beer. And I'm like, man, I'm working, bro. Like, but okay. You know, towards the end of the event, I'm not gonna go in there and be lit, you know.
Well, there's 45 vendors, so I'm not gonna be doing all of that. I'll only make it to the end of the day. So
that's a lot of food, 45 vendors. That's even if you took a little bit from everybody, because they gonna want to put their food on camera. Listen, this is what our latest, look at this. We got the, okay, you know, so, and they gonna probably be trying to, like, for me, I felt like they was trying to butter me up to get more film time. Like they was trying to, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, so you gonna be full, bro. You thinking about that. You want them arms cool on the empty stomach, but when the itis kick in, boy, I'd be wanting to go to sleep. So, you know, especially if it's good food. So just something to think about. I know Marcus got his hand up. Go for it, bro. You got a W? You got a lesson or a... You're muted. I can't hear nothing.
Got wins.
Okay. Okay, I see you. Okay. I'm going to call you.
So... The art of following up. I have been talking about this for 6 months. I have 5 warm leads based off 1 referral.
I like that. I like that. Them some layups.
And one of those layups is 4 digits.
Whoa. That's a 3-pointer, bro. It's not a layup. We can't call that layups.
Almost 5.
That's not a layup. That's definitely a 3-pointer.
So got that. Did a corporate event for a major government contractor this past weekend. made the most I've ever made for a 3-hour rental for my photo booth.
Nice.
Because we were outside.
Nice. Because you started charging. You was charging them outside fees from last time. Yeah, buddy. I told you. You better charge it.
Cable fee. Yep. I had to bring industrial.
Yep.
The industrial outside waterproof outlet.
Yep. You better charge it.
Extra fees for whatever.
Yep. Get you a canopy to go on top. That's extra. Charge it.
I was underneath the covering, but we were still good. I was still outside though, but I was out in the cold for 3 hours. However, it was the most money I've ever made for my photo booth in one event, which was only $20-something shy of a grand.
That's good. Better charge that extra stuff you got to do. I keep 200 foot of extension cable in my van. I keep I got an outdoor, outdoor outlet. So I got, it's like a, 10 plugs or whatever, but I got a canopy. You better charge for that. Keep you a white canopy. Everybody, if you do business, get a white canopy for two reasons. One, if you have a photo booth, it covers it. Two, and this is the big kicker. Here you go. Gym alert for you. If you're ever outdoors and you want to shoot in daylight without the harsh sun, and you need some diffusion, a white canopy will offer you great diffusion. So you can sit an interviewer under that canopy. They're happy because they're not burning up. You got really good diffusion on them and you can film. So always get a white canopy. If you got to get any color, get a white canopy. If you want, you can put your logo on the front. It's up to you. But I always use a white canopy because it offers the best diffusion. Or you can use a big silk screen, but you got a canopy, you don't need nobody to hold it. It holds itself. It got four legs. Plus, the person that you're interviewing feels so nice to be in the shade under this wonderful canopy that has your logo on it. My bad. Go ahead. Finish with your wins. I'm sorry I had to put that in there.
No, you're good. That three-pointer, as you call it, led to a Zoom meeting, which the client that came to me was, oh, hey, the other company didn't do this. The other company didn't wear branding. Oh, the other company wasn't being nice and courteous. And you were bidding significantly, which is not a term I'd like to hear, better, more value, because I walked them through Proposalify. Like, no, we can pick and choose what we want to do. We're starting here. We can work on this. We're trying to build a relationship. And I'm giving her value all day long, and she doesn't even know she's taking it. And I got four proposals to do tonight that are outside of those other five leads. So I got a lot of warm leads going on right now. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. So those are my wins for coming back into everything.
And I want to make sure that people are listening, that write down that process. The process of going through this with a client. Write it down. Do it with every client. That's the only way you're gonna get better. That's the only way you're gonna know what works, what don't work. Because you'll know where in that process you lost them. And it's that easy every single time. Like, write down that process. You should be writing it down to know this is where clients are like, nah. This is where they're happy up until this point. It's so important that you learn from that, because that is how you become a better salesperson. You become better at closing. And then you can look at it and figure out ways to add more value to that. I'm okay with being expensive as long as I'm reassuringly expensive. And clients, they will pay you the extra money simply by going through it, simply by helping them, simply by offering that extra value, compared to somebody that's like, here's a bill. I call it a proposal. Good luck. Your competition is not doing that. So you need to offer that. And it's little stuff like that that will, think about the biggest purchases you made in your life. Cars, houses, big equipment. You felt comfortable when people sat down and walked you through the sale and walked you through the device, walked you through the purchase, compared to somebody that was like, here, buy it if you want. So Customer service is a lot of the value that we offer that people just overlook because they think I'm just this talented artist that creates such great art. Screw all of that. Go for it, bro.
I still got more wins.
Let's hear them W's. Let me get my brass knuckles on before you go any further. Okay, we good.
So beta clients that I've been talking to transitioned into paid clients.
Mm, okay.
Two of them. Did promo work yesterday and today. More promo work coming forward. They want me to do more promo work for them, more content for them. And one of my clients wants me to be doing their social media management on top of it. So that was stellar. And now I can take what I'm doing with this beta client that now has transitioned from beta to paid, is now I can go to their competition, which I have an appointment tomorrow with, to give them that because they want content as well. It was a very stellar week, but it's only because of this. And you talk about the process. I am 30 days without soda, 30 days without sugar, 30 days without doing any of that. Just tea and water have been it, and working out.
I seen your post. I seen you punching the clock.
Yeah, paying rent.
Paying rent. I see it.
And we wonder, like, my functioning, my cognitive brain thought is going into these patterns. It actually does really work, especially if you're in your 30s or 40s. It really does stop the brain fog, really gets everything going each and every day. But in that, we have another win, and I know Ty has hinted at it, but Ty has some wins for Flash Film Academy with this new process going over. So that's a big win that I like to be a part of. So give credit where credit is due. And I got host after you're ready to leave. That's another win for you.
That works.
You're welcome.
That works. Somebody said, I can't find a way to reply in Zoom chat. You just right click it. I don't know if you're on the app. I'm on a computer. I just right click it and then it lets you reply. It's pretty dope. New Zoom stuff. That's huge. Again, we got to show value, man. People want to skip over the good stuff. As a business owner, it's important that you show value in every place that you can if you want to be expensive. Go shop at, go to Burlington Coat Factory and dig through clothes on the floor and then go into the Gucci store where it's just laid out and so nice and see the difference in value and just something as simple as that. We want to skip over that, but it's important that we keep looking at ways to add value. Listen, I'm all about working smarter and not working harder. I don't want 50 clients a week. I want two, and I want two big clients. As much as I love to shoot, I love to sleep. So give me two big clients. It's a lot easier to deal with two clients, with customer service, with revisions, with managing my team. It's so much easier when I don't have to build or do a lot. I want to be Bentley. I don't want to be Ford. No knock against Ford, but Bentley sell a few cars and they done. Ford got to sell a lot. Ford got to go through recalls and they got to hire people for customer service. They got to make a ton more parts. Just to say they made, you know, $2.7 billion this year when Bentley sold 1/50 of the cars that Ford sold and reached that same number. That's what I want to do. So that's just working smarter, not harder. It's only one me. I don't want to be everywhere. I just want to be in one place. So, you know, there used to be a time where I wanted to shoot a lot of video and I was just, but I realized I don't want to shoot a lot of video for other people. I want to shoot what I want to shoot. And that's just me. So those are things that, you know, as you get older and you, when you bend down to that need to take that picture and you hear some cracking, some snap, crackle and popping, you're going to want to do a lot less of that. It's inevitable. Nobody beats Father Time. So, you know, just something you want to think about as you grow old in this sport. You know, I see that Tom Brady announced his retirement today and I get it. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So any other wins before we move forward before I check out in a minute? But any other W's? I got one hand up. It just say iPhone. I don't know your name. It just say It just say that you use.
This is me, Ty. OMG, this is 10.
Oh, okay. Well, it just, you know, it just say iPhone. It just say iPhone.
You know. All I saw was moving and shaking.
Okay.
I never have time to put my name in here.
It's all good.
But I'm listening. I wanted to just check in. I don't have a W, but I don't have any L's either. First of all, just hey, everybody. I finally get a chance to be in the car by myself, but I'm one side of town to the other to pick up the grandson, to go pick up the new baby. We got a new baby.
That's what's up. Congratulations. So,
thank you. Thank you. I get out the house from around them two elderlies that be driving me crazy, crazy. And I'm going to get back in front of my camera. It's just, it's really good. And I don't know everybody's names, but all the W's that I heard, the food truck guy, that story is amazing. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you, Marcus, and all of the warm leads and whatnot and everything that's coming up and everybody else that I didn't get a chance to hear from. It's just my transition has been tough. And so y'all helped me to stay from saying, fuck it, I'm done with this shit.
That's what you need. That's what family for.
Yes, yes. And I messaged you, Ty, the other day because I do not want to get kicked out of the family. But I promise you, I still cannot find out where I need to go. You messaged me back and said, click my picture and it should drop down. I found out where I can edit the profile, but not necessarily where I can add my information. So just know that when I get a chance to sit back in front of my computer again, I'm going to try it again. Just don't kick me out.
I'm not kicking you out. You one of the originals. I'm not kicking you out. You good.
Okay. Thank you.
I got you.
I appreciate
you.
That.
I replied back right, to that y'all. Message, but I'll look at it again. But yeah.
Okay.
You good.
I mean, send a sister some arrows or something.
You
mean,
good with me.
I need a little help over here. All right. But good job. Let's keep it going, y'all.
For sure, for sure. I think Marcus got his hand up next. Go for it, bro.
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to share a couple W's that I got for the month of January. I was able to land my first four-figure client shooting a video business card for a local landscaping company.
That's dope. Let's hold on. Before we go to the next one, let's clap on that because that's huge, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Thank you.
That's the hard work paying off. I like
way
that.
Way to represent Marcus.
Way to represent right, the Marcuses.
For the Marcuses over here.
For the That's Marcuses. Right.
That's what I'm talking about. So it was a you said it was a video business card?
Yes.
That's dope.
Yep. So we did a two-day shoot. We shot some footage, you know, obviously the interview on day one and the B-roll on day two. I think what really impressed them and took them over the top was, you know, during the initial consultation, you know, walking them through the process, I created a detailed proposal for proposal with, you know, it was on point. Like yeah. The visuals was on point. The description was on point. The pricing and the upsells was on point. So they took advantage of a lot of that. Additionally, I created a visual itinerary on Canva. You know, after watching module one, I had to make sure they knew exactly what the process was going to be. And, you know, I got instant feedback on that. They were like, oh, wow, this is great. We know exactly what the timeline is going to be. So it kind of gave them that reassurance when it came time to slide that invoice over and, you know, everything was on point. They sent it over and, you know, it hit the account. And then that actually opened the door for a lot of other opportunities because once I got the deposit, I went and just, I was like, I want to break even on this one. You know what I mean? So I went and got all the equipment that I ever wanted for a shoot. And then once I did theirs, I was able to secure an extra week on the rental. I took advantage of a promo code. So I went and got three more beta clients,
wow.
Two of them in the same niche. And I was able to land three more clients that already paid me off of the same rental. So I shot a video for a local not-for-profit. It was a highlight reel for one of their ceremonies. I have a client in Austin. I live in New York, but I just landed a client in Austin because it's easy for me to get back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants me to do a monthly content for her. So we inking the deal on that. And then I landed the business of the of the non-for-profit. So they want to bring me back next year to do coverage for their event. And then I shot two more video business cards, one for a Lash Tech here. I just walked into the shop and, you know, my mom was getting her lashes done. And I was like, hey, I love your spot. You know, I got this camera equipment. I want to take advantage of it. You know, I'm trying to help some local businesses, especially a Black-owned business. And we got together the next day. Turned out my best project, I think, ever, working with her. And then, and I shot one for a hair extension hairstylist, which was pretty decent as well. That I'm trying to secure that one. So, you know, I got a lot of work done in 1 week's time off of one rental. And it was all from following the system that you had me implement. So I just wanted to say thank you and share that W.
That's love, man. I want to say thank you for the support. And I like to see, give me this. Like, this is how, you know what I'm saying? I like to hear this. I like to hear people win. You know what I'm saying? And the question I was going to ask you was, when you sat down with them and you go through the process, one of my favorite things to hear from people is, I never thought about that. To see their face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the first meeting I had with them was on the phone, but I went to their house actually, and I sat down with the owners. And, you know, we had a good long talk. And, you know, one of the questions was like, well, how am I going to get people to see this video? And, you know, what's it going to be? So I was like, well, you already have a means of getting to people's door, because they do door to door mailers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we could take the video, put the QR code on the mailer and send it directly to them. And they were like, wow, never thought of that. And I was like, yeah, my boy Ty, it was ringing in my head. I was like, I got to tell him that. So I'm glad you brought that up. But yeah, that's part of the plan. You know, I'm going to put it on their website, on their door-to-door mailers, and then I'm going to take $100 off of what they paid me and start some Google ads for them to see how that works out. So, you know, I'm excited to see how the results turn out.
That's dope. That's what I like to hear. That's what the accountability meetings are all about. That right there is just seeing the growth. Yeah. Seeing how you just implement what you've learned and what the return is on it. And it, here you close a big deal and got 20 more of them bad boys lined up. And the goal from there is just, once you got the system, is just being consistent. You look up, man, I'm doing 10,000 a month. I did 120,000 this year. Next year I'm looking at, you know what I'm saying? And it just keep growing from there. So that's, you know, my thing was, I love the fact that it wasn't about me landing the client. It was about me knowing I can consistently land clients. That made me feel, because people feel like they tell you, just go save some money and you'll be all right. No. Saving money don't make you feel comfortable in this. What makes you feel comfortable is your ability to consistently land clients. That's what makes you feel comfortable. So that's dope. And then you're going to get referrals from these people. Like, when they love your work, they know other lash techs or they know other landscapers that's going, either they're going to be a competitor and they ain't going to, you know what I'm saying? Or they're going to be their people and they're going to be like, yo, you got to work with this guy. Like, look at what we're doing. Because you're helping them take their brand to the next level.
Yeah. And you know, based on the feedback I've been getting from them, I was able to take advantage of some, like, almost having a paid beta client, because, you know, I was like, I never thought about doing landscaping as my niche, but actually doing the job, I was like, this wasn't bad. It was kind of cool. And, you know, I went on, I don't know if you guys have ever gone on Midjourney. It's the AI generator for visuals. Mm-hmm. And I created a logo just using prompts off of that. And, you know, I was able to send them a few of them. I was like, hey, what do you think of these logos? You know, I kind of want to help other landscaping companies. And they're like, yeah, we love it. And then I went right on ChatGPT, created a copy for a website. So I'm just going to put that together, make a couple videos off of some scripts I'm going to make, and target a lot of landscaping companies in different cities.
Tim, want to know, where did you rent from?
I rented from Borrow Lenses.
Yeah, Borrow. Okay. And look,
it was,
go ahead. What was that? Oh, no. I said, what you say?
It was an interesting experience with them. Cause I actually had my order canceled a couple times. The order was so large. Originally, they said it was no problem. And then they turned around and said, hey, we need a deposit or proof of insurance, but we need it in 15 minutes or we're going to have to cancel it. So there was no way I could put the thing in that quickly. But once I actually got the stuff, all the equipment was on point. It was good quality. Everything was clean. The process was good. But, you know, I had some pretty heated back and forth with them because they were kind of messing up my itinerary and everything like that. But, you know, I was able to take advantage of a 14-day rental and I only paid for 7 days. So that was great.
Find you a local place too, just as a backup. Find you a local place.
Well, I'm
place.
Planning to move to Texas. So I'm looking at places in Texas. I was going to ask you.
What part of Texas
you recommend? Austin.
Okay. Austin got so many rental houses because Austin is a movie hub. Austin got so many rental houses, that ain't even funny.
Okay.
Austin got too much. Like there's, Austin got everything. Austin got as much, I'm going to say as much as LA or Atlanta, but it is on the level of LA and an Atlanta. Austin is the, probably the film capital of Texas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You'll never run out of places in Austin. Austin, you can find people who like, yeah, I got that. I'll rent it to you. Like Austin is like, it's like an LA. Definitely. Austin's beautiful cool. too. It's nice. It's a really nice place. And you can turn it, but we'll talk about that later.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. If you're in Dallas, looking Addison, I got a list of places. Remind me, Tony, and I'll post it in the community, the places I rented from. One is Competitive Camera Downtown. It's probably my favorite go-to because I know those guys. But they do a lot of photography gear. They don't do a lot of... So there are some places that do high-end video gear. If I want to rent Alexas and whatever, like if I want to, not you, Alexa, if I want to rent like just a freaking 200-foot crane, like there's places that got it. But for most like lenses and gear, Competitive Camera is going to be real good. There's another place in Arlington. So it just depends where you are in Dallas and where you feel like driving. But I gotta slide out, but I'm not going to end it. I'm going to pass it to... I don't know. We got to find a way to distinguish between the two Marcuses, but we're not going to go by color here. We're going to figure it out.
That's the blacker hand Marcus.
The dark hand Marcus. We're not going
to. My God. I'm the light hand Marcus. You know?
That's confusing. So, that's confusing.
Let's keep it real.
Let's confuse.
The Marcuses are representing with wins this right. week. So Marcus, understand that you have to keep this continuing.
Okay.
Well, oh, that's a fact.
The winning Marcuses.
Yeah, you already know. I every time I come on, I'm like, yeah, man, the other Marcus, he out there working. I got to keep working.
It'd be like that.
The other Marcus. You know?
It'd be like that. And earlier we was talking about food trucks. Get with I don't know if Mario on today, but get with Mario because he deal with a lot of food trucks. You know, we got people that specialize in stuff. We got Carlos, Purple Dress, Mario, food trucks. You know, people specialize in different things. So, you know, it depends. You know, you got people that can jump in and help and say, hey, you know, this is, you know, we can help you with this, do that, do this. And that's what the family for. That's why the community is so important, because we all fighting the same battle in different places. You know what I mean? So definitely that's, you know, that's what we're here for. But I'm going to pass it to, I'm confused on which Marcus, dark hand Marcus. I don't know which, who is what, but I'm going to let y'all figure it out. Yeah. Okay. We're going to I'm going to slide out, but we got a lot of good stuff coming. Super excited to where things are going, cause we're going to take this thing to the next level. I know that made Carlos laugh. I know he over there cracking up. That's why I threw that out there. But next week, same time, same channel. And look, get ready, because we may do shorter breakout sessions, but we may do multiple breakout sessions, because we got people in different parts of the country and world that want to be a part of this. And this time slot don't work for everybody. So everybody got wins all over the world. So we trying to go international with this thing. So just be ready. Just be ready. All right. Marcus, it's on you. And I'll see the rest of you guys next week. All right, guys. And as you know, we're going to do more and more and more of the accountability meetings. If you are a gold member, you don't want to miss these. You don't want to miss these. If you're listening on the podcast, you don't want to miss these. This is what it's about. So hit that like button, hit that share button, write me a comment if you listen to the podcast, if you stayed this long, and I will see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.